Ladies and gentlemen, we're back yet again. It's time for another fantastic episode of Sauce Talk. And on the other line, hell yeah, it's Paul Whiter. Paul, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Johnny. How are you?
Oh, I am also doing great. It's a hell of a night to be alive, don't you think?
It sure is. We're on the night before our Sweet 16 game.
Yeah. Excited about that Sweet 16 game?
Our 9
Why is it? Why is everything so late? All these fucking games are so late.
80% of the country or something lives in the Midwest and East Coast. So
makes no sense.
Bullshit. So what's do you have a prediction for us, John?
My only prediction is pain? Question mark.
Yeah, so, I know.
I hear that as that's where I go.
We've got the number one offensive efficiency within the past month versus the number one defensive efficiency.
Yeah.
Within the last month, so you know. We'll see, I guess.
You should make some threes. That's what I say.
God, I would love to make some threes.
Let's
do that and get some dunks. I fucking love dunks.
Threes and dunks. Most exciting shots.
Yeah.
Threes, dunks, free throws. All I want to see all night. Swish. Doesn't even jump for any of it.
Come here for more basketball chat.
Yeah. Here's a fun game. Johnny, name a player on either team. Impossible. Paul, very possible. Eat anything good lately?
John, I have.
Hell so yeah.
I'm breaking the one podcast streak from Dylan of not having eaten anything good lately.
I let a lot of shit slide on that Dylan episode, let me tell you.
But by the way, what do you say, 22 pounds?
He did say 22 pounds.
That's great.
Has lost 22 pounds, yeah.
Yeah, great. I have eaten good, so you could probably hear it in my voice, which is a little strained. I just got back from Captain Handsome, Bobby Myers' bachelor party in New Orleans. Yeah.
New Orleans, what a place for a bachelor party.
We drove, a subset of us drove all the way down.
Now, why would you do that?
Because we're idiots.
I mean, what's the real reason, though? What was the logic there?
You know, I think the Hobb brothers, who I think maybe you have met at some point when we were all in law school, and they were still in school, they were going to drive down anyway. And I thought, you know what? That might be kind of fun as, like, when's the next time we're going to do a long road trip? And, like, we could save the money for airfare.
Yeah, so, you were going to charter a plane, but you're like, in some ways, this will be more fun.
Exactly. So we left at, like, 5:30 on Wednesday night and drove all the way through.
How long is that drive?
To New Orleans. We ended up getting there at, like, 8:30 or something. Something like that.
So it's 5:30 at night and you got there at 8:30 the next morning?
Yeah.
That's way shorter than I thought it was going to be.
It wasn't too bad.
I guess it's like straight down, and it's like I'm just thinking about when my family used to drive to Florida, but that's like further down, and you have the east-west aspect.
Right.
Whereas New Orleans is just down. How many people you have in that car?
We had six.
Six
grown men.
And then what kind of car is this?
It was a Chrysler Pacifica minivan. Which man?
Minivan's the only way to go.
Everybody's like,
this.
I'll never be caught dead in a minivan, and I don't have one, but they're fucking handy as hell.
Yeah, like them talking everybody into doing SUVs instead of minivans, that's a scam.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You're just you're a little weakling. Like, no, you're going to fool people like, oh, I don't have a family. That's your fucking trick. You're going to tell everybody I don't have a wife and kids. You do have a wife and kids.
Yeah.
Everybody knows. Drive the van. Everything about the van is better.
We had six people in there, like fairly comfortable, even like in the two people in the very back, and everybody's fucking luggage, and it had a fucking DVD player in it. So we watched, you know, like Major League, all that, you know.
Major League 2, Major League 3, Back to the Minors.
Back to the Minors with Scott Bakula, which was fantastic. Probably the best one.
He tells that guy to hit a home run and he does it.
But also, Walton Goggins is, what's his name? Downtown Brown.
Yeah.
His nickname is Downtown. And it's a young Walton Goggins. You would never know it was a young Walton Goggins because Walton Goggins has had like the hairline where he always looks 45.
I was overdue for a rewatch before you told me that.
Yeah.
Now it's just, I mean, now I can say, like, I'm prepping for the Fallout Amazon show. I've got to just go back through some Walton Goggins stuff, so I need to watch Major League 3 Back to the Minors. Let me make a note here, Major League 3.
Please do.
Yeah. Next episode, look for my review of that.
So back to your original question. We did a swamp boat tour.
Hell yeah.
Like one of those big fan boats.
Yeah.
And then which we had to drive. It was like 20 minutes outside New Orleans. And right across the street was a dive bar called the Mona Lisa Lounge, where we went in. Absolutely A+ dive bar.
Hell yeah.
The owners were there, could not have been more drunk and more nice. and there was, one guy in the kitchen, and like fucking 19 of us pull up and we're like, we need food. And there's just the one guy. But we
just dumping crawfish into a bucket.
We had crawfish egg rolls.
Yep, there you go.
Which
there
were incredible. And then I had a classic shrimp po' boy, which is one of the best shrimp po' boys I ever had. Nice. They did it like a cornmeal breading, which was awesome.
Sounds amazing.
So that's what I had. Mona Lisa Lounge outside of New Orleans. If you're around there for some reason, 20 minutes outside of New Orleans.
I assume that's named after Mona Lisa Vito.
I think it's named after Mona Lisa Smile.
They're all good. I mean, you bring me a Mona Lisa that's not that dumb painting, I'm going to love it.
1,000%.
100 out of 100.
Yeah.
This sounds like a pretty fucking successful trip. You're going to... When's that? Go ahead.
Oh, no. It was a great time. We had a really good house there with a pool and stuff, so...
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. When's that guy getting married?
He gets married... After the weekend after Memorial Day weekend.
So coming right up. Yeah.
Very real
exciting.
Close. Yeah.
Congrats to him. Mazel tov. Is that how you use that? Mazel tov?
I think so. We'll check with Dylan.
Okay. Dylan.
And then, hey guys, we're going to check with Dylan and then you could look for it in the show notes.
Yeah. And drop it in the comments if you know
drop
the correct answer.
Yeah.
If you don't know, I actually don't need likes or subscribes. So don't worry about that. Like only people who know. If that's how to say Mazel Tov. Okay, Paul, it's time for our next segment. I'd love to hear about your favorite outfit.
My favorite outfit.
And you can define this however you see fit, clothing pun. But it's very much like either your favorite thing to wear to work, your favorite thing in general, what you see as the thing you wear most commonly, however you think of your favorite outfit. I want to hear about what it is.
Oh God, the thing I wear, I think you were talking to Billy Cash about basically a personal uniform, and his was like
a
hoodie.
That's
a
great way to think of it, yeah.
Mine would probably be what I'm, just because I'm lazy, what I'm wearing right now, which is like
nothing.
A cheap, exactly. I'm very proud
Grease
of my body.
Grease from head to toe.
Yeah. Which is like a 3/4 zip. Just because it's very easy and I can wear it to work or, you know, work from home. But my favorite outfit is probably I've got one of those kind of like 80s, not the starter ones with the, the middle pocket, not that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a starter like retro Browns jacket. Kind of like a bomber jacket.
Okay.
Is it
full zip all the way up?
Full. It's buttons.
Buttons. Buttons. Damn.
Snap buttons all the way up.
Yeah.
And then I have this Mitchell & Ness Cavs hat that I wear with it, like which is the old logo, which is like the basket and the ball going into the basket. Which is the best logo that they've ever had. So that with literally jeans and that is probably my favorite outfit. I don't wear it often because where the fuck am I going to go? But like, that's probably my favorite outfit.
Maybe you should wear that to like the first night of the draft.
Deal. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I think that's going to be good for you'll look good. And that means you'll be feeling good, having fun. And everybody who sees you be like, God damn, this guy is fucking cool.
You know what? You know what I'll wear with it? And he saved some dude's life at the YMCA. I'm going to wear
Phil
my
Collins.
Great, my terrible father, I think, but great musician, is my Braylon Edwards jersey. Did you hear about that?
I don't know this story.
He saved somebody at a Michigan YMCA. Some like 80 some year old guy was like getting
drowning in the pool.
No, he's getting beat down in the locker room by
what?
Some fucking crazy 25-year-old or something like that.
25 until, fighting 85? That's not
until
fair.
Until Braylon Edwards stepped in and made him game recognized.
What a bad, like, you think, like, it's, first off, it's not good. If you're 25, don't beat up someone 85.
Yeah.
But if you're planning on doing it, you're like, part of your reasoning is, well, nothing bad will happen.
Yeah.
What a bad outcome if it is. If you turn around, oh no, Braylon Edwards is here. He's picking sides. It's not my side.
It's not my side. Not good.
No. Already this kinda, might be the worst this could have gone.
Already a big guy in the NFL, I assume, you know, as a lot of them do. He's probably put on a couple LBs, but he's in the gym, so he's probably still pretty fit.
And honestly, like, those LBs might not be good for his, like, 40 time, but in terms of kicking your ass, those LBs only make him stronger.
No problem. I assume right now, if I had to take a wild guess, 6'3", 230, something around there.
Elbow, like, drop in your brain.
Oh, God.
Life over.
Yeah, so shout out to, hey, Braylon, if you're listening to this, appreciate your civic duty.
Yeah.
Or your civic act.
That's extremely good work. I've got.
What's your favorite outfit, John?
Well, I'm not going to talk about that, but what we're going to talk about, it's close because it's not my favorite outfit today. But if I had been asked this question in, say, 2004, what I'm going to raise, and this is me admitting something. And so we'll see if you want to admit something too.
Okay.
Or maybe you'll just be like, I don't identify with this question. And then that'll be a surprise, but it'll be okay. You ever own a bowling shirt?
Of course.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I was pretty confident that if I threw that at you, you'd be. And am I thinking about the right time frame here? Early to mid-aughts?
Let's see, that's when we graduated high school. That's when I graduated high school.
I graduated 2003, but yeah.
So mine would have been a little earlier than that. I think my bowling shirt era was like 7th, 8th grade. And I remember one specifically that I legitimately probably wore 3 times a week, which was like a great visual representation for a audio
He's medium, pointing at his nipples and licking his lips.
So it was like khaki down the middle and then navy blue short, obviously short sleeve bowling shirt. And it was, if I still had it and it was, and I haven't gained 200 pounds, I would be wearing it today.
I think this is a good observation. Khaki shirt, you just hear that alone. And it's like, unless you're like a dude from England exploring the desert, bad luck. But then you hear khaki shirt and it's part of a bowling shirt. Like, oh, that could be fine. That actually sounds okay.
Let me be clear. Khaki color, it was 100% polyester or some bullshit.
I certainly don't mean to imply that you're wearing like a Docker shirt.
Right.
They repurposed like some errata pants that didn't work out right. Like, oh yeah, we'll just throw that over this guy's shoulders. He's going to look bad either way. Who cares?
Those are kind of, I feel like those are kind of back a little bit. Like they had some time with like the Charlie Sheen 2.5 Men, which is like what he exclusively wore on the show, I think.
Which is just laziness, not
which
style.
Which is just laziness. Like, but then I feel like I've seen people like Timothée Chalamet wear stuff like that. Also those like the polyester kind of like V-neck t-shirts. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like that kind of retrofit. So I think they're making a comeback.
Everything bad from that era is coming back.
Yes.
Gina and me and Matt Schmidt go to this like karaoke night sometimes, and there's a lot of young people and cool people with interesting sexualities who are there, and they just get up on stage and sing fucking Creed all night long.
I love it.
It is outrageous. It is like, I have been making fun of this music for over 20 years.
Yeah.
And now it's just like spitting it in my face. It's like, this is what we like. This is the only good thing your generation did. And you didn't even appreciate it.
I know. I actually spent too much money. So we had our friend's Christmas, which we've had since college with some of my college friends. And there's a gift exchange. And I'm embarrassed to say how much money I spent on a custom cowboy shirt, Scott Stapp jersey from when they sang the halftime show, like number 11.
Yep.
I had it made.
Scott Stapp.
By Scott Stapp. It was $80.
He was happy to get to work.
I was just going to say that. Happy to get to work. Nice guy.
Nice guy, unless you cross him. And then
unless you cross him. Do you remember when like there was the video of him when he was like getting a blowjob on a tour bus And he's like, oh, feels good to be king. It didn't show the blowjob, but it was like implied, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know where I was going with that. I just wanted you to remember.
I remember it. I remember it very well. As we were talking about bowling shirts, I especially, ain't no lie, fat dude now, fat dude in the early 2000s, that time frame, very excited about the idea. Like, hey, the Smash Mouth guy has taught us that we can wear bowling shirts. And then, and I really, this is really what made me decide I was going to talk about it with you, television program Ed comes on the air. And oh my God, there's bowling shirts left and right.
Tom Cavanaugh, handsome guy, young, yep. Handsome guy.
He is transcendent. Like, it's not just the Smash Mouth guy. Anybody can look good in a bowling shirt.
And did you bring that up because you know my like crazy affinity for that TV show?
That's exactly right. Yes.
Oh God, I love it. Thank you so much.
It's so good.
Michael Ian Black,
Bowen.
Julie Bowen. That one guy that's been in a bunch of shows that like is a little bit boring and kind of talks monotone, but like, but like
flat guy
is tall
and flat lady with the short red hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
That guy who's in a wheelchair, who's cool and everything.
Oh, the guy that was in Becker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now this is the Justin Long.
Is that
a positive or a negative aside for yourself?
I think the Justin Long thing is interesting because like, he was super popular, right? Like,
oh my God. Justin Long is the ultimate of everything from that era is now being told it's cool.
1,000%.
Like, no, I always hated it. Like, no, we love Justin Long. Everybody, he fucks us up in a cave house or something. I didn't watch this movie, but I know about
it. Yeah. Now everybody loves him. And he's, Kate Bosworth, right?
I don't know.
Isn't Justin Long, married or dating, Kate Bosworth?
That doesn't seem like it should be true, so it probably is.
Yeah, I'm almost positive. And he dated Drew Barrymore for a really long time.
I think.
Yeah, Kate Bosworth. Yeah. Spouse. Married 2023.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you locked that down, of course.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But great show. Also, for anybody that's trying to look for it out there, it is nowhere streaming. It is nowhere on DVD. They never made DVD because of the audio and like the license music.
The music is all, they use tons of songs. Yeah. I mean, it was before DVDs were considered when they were making it.
You can find it on YouTube with like, they like turn down the music. It's kind of strange, but.
the hook of it is, I don't remember the exact circumstance, but there was some deal where, and again, this would have been like 2003 or 2004. Where they like had some sort of like some website online was like, we are supplying the shirts to the bowlers on Ed. And one year, I think this would have been my freshman year of college. My parents were like, what do you want for Christmas? And I was like, I want a bowling shirt. And they're like, you got bowling. I've seen you wear a bowling shirt before. You got any specific one? And then I was like, yeah, this website. And then they not only got me one, but they got me like one personalized, and it had my name, Johnny, in cursive.
Oh, I love that.
On it. And it was so great.
I was just about to ask you if you had any, you know how like the thing to do would be like, it would be wearing one that doesn't have your name on it, you know, like that you would find in this, kind of like the similar to if you buy like a repurposed garage shirt
that has
like Owen or something like that on that. I was just about to ask you if you had, but you had your own name, which is fantastic.
Yeah. It was pretty lame. It also had some dice underneath the name.
Yes. Do you still have it?
No, that's long gone.
Oh, man.
But I appreciated it in the moment. It was a wonderful gift. But I think I might have made it 6 months before I was like, this is extremely lame and I should not do that. In a lot of ways, the bowling shirt, which I'm not going to say fiasco because I liked the bowling shirt and I asked for it and it was very nice of them to
buy. It had its place and time.
But it was also like, even just objectively, I didn't especially want it, but my parents were always just like, what do you want for Christmas or your birthday? And like, I didn't need anything. I didn't have a lot of stuff, but I also wasn't like in need of stuff. I mostly had the stuff I wanted. The real high point for this, I want to say this was the next year. It was definitely in this time frame. One year, my parents for Christmas were like, "What do you want for Christmas?" And I had fucking nothing. And maybe I had this bowling shirt in the back of my mind, and I was like, "That didn't go great. So don't ask for a weird shirt you don't want." And so I ultimately said, "What about if I got some big subwoofer and some speakers in the trunk of my car?" Because you know, I'm from Avon, Illinois, and it's 2003, 2004, or 2005, somewhere in this range. And I was like, I doubt this one will happen. And then, goddamn, on Christmas morning, the primary gift that I received was my dad made the box.
Oh,
to
yes.
go in the trunk with the subs, and then also gave me, and I also got like a gift certificate to a place in Galesburg. There was like, finish out what you want with this.
Amazing. I have two thoughts. Of what you just said. One, it sounds like your parents listened to what you actually wanted. Mine would do, they'd say, what do you want? And, you know, of this era, I want JNCOs, because those were a big thing. And I want Airwalks, right? Because they were really big too.
Yeah.
What my parents got me were the generic versions of each. So I got the Arizona company, Jean Company, like Airwalk knockoffs, and then Lee Pipes, which were the like JCPenney knockoffs of the JNCOs. And then I was also, because I was from a small town in Illinois, very into the stereo setup in my 1995 Honda Civic. I'd work park district maintenance from like 7:30 to 12, like outside in the hot sun, like spreading asphalt on basketball courts and like lining the baseball fields.
Miserable.
And then at one, I would go work at Rule King, which for those not aware is like a farm and fleet place, where you can get like basically anything that you would need to live in a small country town in Illinois. I would work from there from 1 to 9. So I was working like an this was in the summer, like an unbelievable amount of hours just to afford the Alpine, like three-quarter that like comes out, and then 2 12-inch subwoofers in a box in my car.
Yeah. It's a real thing. This might be the thing that everybody who isn't us identifies. Oh, Aaron Lauder will be into this. But everybody else, like even Mike Huber got out of there too soon. Not going to be able to identify with this, but it was a big deal.
You would put all of your money. So like say you would put, I put probably, I don't know, like all with all, like, cause I put wheels, you know, wheels on it and I lowered it, all that dumb shit. I probably put $3,000 into a car worth $2,500.
Yeah. I guess I should mention, you said it was a 95 what?
A Honda Civic.
Civic, that's pretty good. Like that's the branding you want. I had a newer car, but not the branding you want. 98 Oldsmobile Intrigue.
Oh, those were great.
Oh my God. All leather place. Interior, fucking moonroof. It was fucking sick. If I could have a new version of that was like ostensibly as reliable as my current car, I would trade it for without a doubt. I loved that car.
They were everywhere.
Loved it so much.
I also had my car was like kind of a light plum, not a purple, and you would think it was like a purplish gray.
Okay.
And I had the all of the plastic parts pulled out of it and like painted white, and then I had the seats rewrapped in like fake leather. It was terrible. I was a complete asshole.
That's incredible. Mine was a lovely emerald green.
That's like the classic color for the old
Intrigue. It was like emerald and ruby were the only ones you'd ever see.
Right? Yeah,
the green one.
Oldsmobile had that good logo too.
Yep, had that like little kind of swooshy.
The O and the swoosh. Yep.
And then I had like there was another kid in town who had one too. It was a year off, but mine had the spoiler and his didn't. So
nice.
You knew which one you wanted to have.
Yeah, you get the aerodynamics.
I can tell that ain't me over there. Could never be me. This must be me right here. uh, This has been a pretty trashy conversation. Maybe we should, maybe we should move on and hear about a certain podcast playlist game called I Like This Better. I'm not going to read all the songs.
Yeah.
We've got plenty of songs. We love all the songs. I just want to, let's do some generalities. What do you think of this playlist?
I like it. You sent it to me a little bit earlier, and I've obviously been listening, and I'm trying to think if there were any I didn't really like, and I don't think so.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously with the I Believe in a Thing Called Love put in there.
What do you got to say about that?
Cheat, a little bit of cheating, that's fine.
You think you're the fucking music detective?
No, John is, and I'm waiting. I was waiting for John to call the hotline, and I don't think he has yet.
Let me check the hotline right here. Like, oh, no missed calls. That's weird. Okay.
What a scumbag.
What do you think about Dylan's song?
I like it. I mean, I like that. I will be completely honest. It's not a song that I know, and same. I was just about to say that I didn't know it. But I like that he connected it to some, you know, a personal.
His story was honestly, it was good. Pretty moving.
Yeah, yeah.
I listened to the song after. It's not for me, but let me take a look. Is this playlist called Songs That Are for Johnny? No,
no, it's not.
It's called I Like This Better, and I am goddamn sure that Dylan likes that song better. And after that story, I think he's right, Tim.
Yeah, agreed.
So you don't have to tell me your song yet, but I'd love to know. I sent you that play. Now, first off, had you considered what your song would be before I sent you the playlist today?
I had.
You had.
And then I changed it.
So that's what I wanted to know. Is
I listened to Dylan's episode and I changed it.
After you got the list and you actually were looking at it and considering it, how much time did you get? How much thought? How much time did you devote to thinking about it then?
I spent about, because I did it.
Your way.
I was like figuring out.
Frank Sinatra songs.
Came out. Let's just say it came out. I listened on the train back, so I probably spent 30 to 40 minutes on the train ride home today, listening to contenders.
Okay.
Before I eventually settled on one.
I'd love to hear what song you like better.
You know, I liked Dylan's approach. And it's not an approach we've heard before, which is tying a personal experience to the song. And with the caveat that, like, you do, rules of the game, like the song better.
Yeah.
So I had picked a couple songs, and then I listened to the Dylan episode and changed my mind. So my song is, and I don't want to be a downer, I had a friend pass away very suddenly in January. So my song is a song that reminds me of him because he really likes this artist and he saw him like a million times. My song is The Loadout by Jackson Browne.
Okay.
Which is just I also love Jackson Browne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that song. I think it's wonderful. There's my song. I went back and forth. I identified that I wanted it to be, because I have like three, I mean, there's several really good Jackson Browne songs. But yeah, that's the one.
Well, it's a wonderful song, and it sounds like a great tribute to your friend. I'm sorry to hear that about your friend. But in any context, it's a wonderful addition to the playlist. Yeah. And this
now,
one,
John,
I think it's especially strong.
I want you to tell me what you think. Take my sentimentality out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what you actually think of the song.
It's really good.
Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it. Off the top of my head, do I have the most familiarity with this song? No. Is this the first time this has happened? No. Do I always say I know the song unless I 1,000% cannot talk about the song? Whatever the answer that follows there, I'm not sure how I phrase it.
You're like the talk show host that when is like talking about a movie that someone's promoting, you're like, oh, it was great.
Yeah.
And like, you obviously didn't.
I actually had the chance to see this last night. I really enjoyed it.
I really, you know, they sent me a screener.
Yeah.
I watched it with my kids. We both absolutely
And they're
loved
like,
it.
This movie has three hardcore sex scenes in it. Yeah. Kids loved them.
Yeah.
We had to talk afterwards. It actually helped us in a lot of ways.
It was the first major motion picture in years that got an X rating.
Um, This is a real song, right?
Yes, it is.
That would have been the real turning point if you'd be like, actually, I made this up. I just said, like, I was, if you had said, is there a song by Jackson Browne called The Loadout? I would have been like, yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
If you had, if this had all been a prank. And by the way, for the record, getting out ahead, if anybody comes on here and does a song that doesn't exist, I will fucking edit it out and I might edit you out of my life. So don't fucking try to do that.
John, I would obviously would never do that to you.
Obviously wouldn't. I don't. Do I concede any of that? I'm not sure. I think you might do that to me.
Well, now that this, well, I, now I feel
we've
like
talked about it too much already.
I know. Now I feel like I can't. It would have been a great idea to keep.
Don't do it. Nobody do it. I'll fucking figure it out, and then you'll be in big trouble. I don't mean you. I don't mean you, Paul Weyer. I mean you, future guest. What a mistake that would be.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Loadout, Jackson Browne. I'm going to be hearing a lot because I put, you know what? This is a true fact. No lie whatsoever. I put the 70s playlist on when I get in the shower sometimes.
It's nice. I love that. It's a great yeah, playlist. Can I show you the dumb way that I did this on the train? So instead of being like an intelligent adult person that would just like, here are some ideas as I listen, and like they would put them in like a notes app or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I took screenshots when I was listening to songs of potential songs. So, John, if you could see, I just took screenshots of different songs.
Boy, it's not coming through very well, but I can definitely see those are screenshots of songs. Yeah. I cannot identify.
Which is a dumb way to do it because now I have to go delete all that shit.
Maybe you should, that could be like rotating through as your wallpaper on your phone.
My background,
remember,
yeah,
all your favorite
instead of
70s
pictures
songs
of my family. It's just like
fucking,
what about these
idiot kids out of here? What some about them, other Jackson Browne songs? And what about
go ahead, name some more.
I don't know any songs from the 70s. That's why I had to do that fucking Darkness song. I'm so sorry. The Doors. You were gonna do The Doors.
I think that's mostly 60s, right? No,
I think there's some good 70s stuff there. Let's not look into it. Ever.
I don't want to look. I don't want checked by Pat.
Well, hey, the good news is Pat remains banned from the podcast. Pat has been banned from the podcast for a long time. So long that perhaps no listeners remember that Pat is banned from the podcast. But Pat put video game music on the playlist and I banned him from the podcast. Now, has it necessarily come up that it would be his turn to be back on the show again yet? Not really. So is the, it's like when a baseball starting pitcher gets suspended for 4 games. And it's like, oh, okay, wow. He's going to miss no starts. But Pat remains banned. He can't sit in the dugout. If we win in extra innings, he can't run on the field and celebrate. Actually, and the suspension is with pay. But there's
of
no
course
pay, so it doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't get
wait,
anything.
What's the check you sent me then? I got $1,200 from you in the mail. And a paper check that you wrote.
Dylan
out
told me he would just take care of that from now on. I don't understand how his money works. It seems like he's doing pretty good.
He's doing great, by the way. He name dropped me somehow in some rich shit. And then he's like, by the way, I've got a fucking pond in my
almost backyard. A lake.
Almost a
that's
lake.
That's a big pond. Like he said it, I thought like my parents had like a water garden in the backyard. I thought it was gonna be that. Swimmable. Hell, might not, depending on your dexterity, might not be swimmable from one end to the other. You might drown in the middle. That's how big this pond
yes
is.
And Dylan's got, it's like a full wreck pond. He's got a pond.
That's why he's so jacked. Here. He's doing fucking laps out there all day. Jamie thinks he's like doing the spreadsheets. No way. He's just lap after lap. That was a good bit. I like that. Now it's time for our weirdest segment of the show. I have been thinking about this. Perhaps you'll be able to guess when I started thinking about this. It was roughly a month ago. So if that was your guess, you're right. I would like to care about Leap Day more.
Okay.
I started thinking about this shortly before Leap Day. That Leap Day is so weird. It's such a strange thing. If it didn't exist and you heard about it, you'd think it was crazy. But also, I don't give a shit at all. It doesn't matter, and why should it? Nothing happens. I think, but also, I don't want it, like, the most obvious change would be If you have leap day and you want it to matter, well, that's when the purge should be. But
yeah,
I don't want to do the purge. I'll get fucked up. I'll die. Dylan will put me in his lake and I'll never get out. And so that'll be the end of the
I have no ability to defend myself.
Yeah. Don't want to do the, well, you got all that, money.
I don't have a moat like Dylan does. They'll get to me. You can just walk in my front door right now and kill me execution style.
I guess if you think about it, Dylan's house has a moat, but it's like 360 degrees in, and I would estimate perhaps 20 degrees have a moat. So there's still a lot of good options if you're looking to go in Dylan's house.
Ohio State, I think I read that they're like, they need to get back in like the facilities arms race. Like, do not be surprised if you look up contributions that Dylan is like the guy that paid for their new football practice facility.
I was going to say Dylan donated his pond. He put it on a truck, sent it down to the stadium.
He's got the money
that's
for
contributing
it.
To a portion of the moat around Buckeye Stadium or whatever it's called. So I don't. What I don't want is to start a revolution that makes Leap Day a big deal nationwide. How can I get into Leap Day with just personally? Do your stuff. Hey, here's what's up. Paul is going to go talk to his dog because his dog ain't acting right. I think his dog is either... Here's what's up with dogs most of the time. In one place but needs to be another. Or in one place and wants to be another but is not allowed to be there. I don't have a dog. I think this is what is usually up with dogs. But let me give you some info on... So he's rectifying that. And look, he's back already. Can you tell me, was your dog in one place and needed to be in another? Or was he in one place and wanted to be in another but wasn't allowed to go there?
He wanted to. So I just a peek behind the curtain, guys. Yeah. John had to pause the podcast earlier because my dog wanted inside. We have like a bell. My dog can get himself inside. He can jump.
There's like a diving bell. I saw a movie about this.
Yes, exactly. But he can open the door because we have we don't have the circles. We just got the actual door handles. Mm-hmm. And he can jump, get in. So I lock it. So when I'm doing something, he can't open the door and we're just exposed to the elements. So he wanted inside earlier and now he was just biting me to go back outside.
Okay. I think this was one of the two scenarios I described, but Paul, you'll have to listen back after. I tried to describe how dogs work while you were gone and what happens. But another thing that happens is people want to care about Leap Day more. So I've got very little on background here. Here's what I got on background. One, Leap Day William from 30 Rock.
Yep. That's my number one reference.
That's
I don't
the,
know.
The big one.
Yeah.
Now, he's not real. He does seem to be pretty evil. I don't want to start dressing up like him.
He's got gills.
I don't want him to come to my house and take my children's tears.
Yep.
So I don't know. I'm getting a lot there. I also think there's a leap year movie with Amy Adams.
That sounds right.
And I think that something I intentionally did not look anything up. I think that the premise is that in Ireland, women can ask men to marry them on leap day.
Okay.
Or possibly during a leap year or possibly during February of a leap year. It's one of these.
Can I quickly propose what I think would have been a better movie?
Oh, I was hoping you were going to propose to me, but okay, you could do that.
No, it's not Leap Day.
It's Leap Year. It could have been that one.
What would have been a better Leap Year movie is if it were a lake house scenario. Are you familiar with
these? And the movie is just the lake house. That would be so
And the movie's just like, but the person only like is in their lives. They fall in love with this person.
You can only send the letters on Leap Day?
Or the person only exists on Leap Day, or like, you know, time trap, whatever, that person's only there on Leap Day, so they only see them every 4 years.
I think only being able to be in contact on Leap Day is pretty good.
Yeah.
And like maybe like on the day, like you can put the letter, it's letter in a mailbox, right? And the other one just gets it in the olden days or whatever.
Yeah.
But being able to do that like all fucking day long, and like maybe like you literally like, take your fucking chair out next to the mailbox and you're just throwing shit in there all day long. And then you know that it's
maybe
it's pretty good.
There's maybe an element of that Frequency movie with Jim Caviezel and Dennis Quaid.
My dad loved Frequency so goddamn much.
Who doesn't? Where, like, there's a murderer and you're trying to get in contact with him. They're like, or because his dad dies.
Like,
right?
I want to help you do more murders. Yeah. You could kill so many more. And then the other guy on the other end, Osama bin Laden. Holy shit.
It's like that Robert Pattinson movie where the very end of the movie, it like, for no reason, it pans out and he's in the Twin Towers on September 11th.
I'm pretty what sure there are even New York movie. City firefighters in Frequency.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, this is a really good idea that will get us extremely canceled.
Because my favorite part of that movie, too, is obviously I'm a big baseball fan.
Baseball, yeah,
like
I knew you were
describing the baseball thing. He's like, of course, going to get a double here.
Yeah.
It's pretty good accent.
It's like, you should have fucking gone to the fucking bookie and gotten all your money.
Back to the Future scenario, yeah.
Man. We can't even talk about Leap Day because we got so many other movie ideas.
Early plug, Frequency. Just doesn't, 100% doesn't.
I have seen Frequency an upsetting number of times.
Yeah.
He's going down, he's like, don't go to the left, go to the right.
And fucking, all you gotta
do
is
start crying instantly.
Yeah.
It's a dead dad movie that my dead dad loved. It's checking so many boxes.
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit. Anyway, anything else you want to say about Leap Day? I'm happy to move on if you don't got anything on. You got any ideas? How do you care about Leap Day? Maybe you should tell me not to care so much about Leap Day.
I mean, I would say don't care so much about Leap Day. Mm-hmm. But also, just make it 30 days. Just make the month 30 days, like every other one.
How about this? No more Leap Day. Leap Day is every 4 years. Every 7 times we would have done it, Leap Month. We make them all back then. That math's not good. It should be 28. But still, it's around what we should do. But if we do it every 7 times, we'll just get ahead. And then every, like, when it's, you know how, like, in 2000, we didn't do it because you make it balance out?
Yeah.
Do leap months all the time. But then skip them when you need to.
I think if you're going to have it, too, make it a national holiday. Either change it.
This
so
is how
it
we get
exist,
end up with the purge, though. Once we start down that road, we're gonna get the purge.
Did you watch the purge? You've seen the purge.
No, I don't watch stuff like that. That sounds.
I think I've seen one scene from it. I always
was it when the alarms were going off. That's one of the best scenes I've seen.
Who's
that.
The actor in the purge? Who's the main guy? Is it Ethan Hawke or am I thinking of a different?
I think that's right.
Yeah. I think
he's in like, I want to say he's in one of the first two.
Yeah,
I want to say he's in like the first one, and he's the only thing they spent money on. And then the second one, they're like, let's spend money on other things, but it could be the reverse.
Yeah,
but I know the alarms are cool, and I know that attention, everyone, this is the purge. All crime is legal. Do you think that would work?
I don't know. What was the?
It gets it out of everybody's system.
Oh.
It's fucking moronic. It would obviously not work. It's the dumbest idea I ever heard.
Yeah.
Like, if anything, the opposite would work. All crime is legal always.
Yeah, or you get like a taste for whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, I punched that guy till he was dead. That actually felt pretty good.
I assumed that it would wreck me as a person if I killed.
Yeah, and I did not feel
not
anything.
At all.
anything.
Now I finally feel alive. I don't think I want to stop feeling alive. Okay. So maybe our takeaway is Leap Day has to stay where it is because of the danger of the ineffective purge.
I think that's right. Yeah, I think that's the right conclusion.
I would love to like Leap Day more, but we just can't do it. It's off the table. You know what's on the table? Your sauce. Now, Paul, what sauce are you bringing to the table this week?
Johnny, I'm so worried that this has been done before.
It doesn't matter if they've been done before.
I know.
I'm actually mad at you for suggesting it matters.
I know. I'm sorry. You could cut that.
No, I'm going to say it back 3 times in a row to make you look like a fool.
So that other people are mad at me, too. All right. My sauce is just your standard Crystal hot sauce. And I say that because it was so good on my po' boy. That's what they had at Mona Lisa Lounge. And it was so fucking good and like simple Crystal hot sauce.
I'll tell you, I had Gina and I went over to Longman and Eagle for brunch last weekend, and I just got like a here's a bunch of breakfast things, and they were like, "You want any ketchup or hot sauce?" And I'm like, "If you're offering sauce, I suggest you bring them all to the table." And so I got some ketchup and hot sauce, and the hot sauce they set down was Crystal, and I was like, "Dang, haven't had any Crystal in a minute."
What'd you think?
Threw it all over my eggs, took one bite, and I'm like, I'm going to throw even more all over my eggs. It was so good.
Yeah.
Like, it had truly been a minute. And
yeah. It's fantastic. Can I ask you a hot sauce-related question?
Do it.
If you go, and I'm my examples in my head, because that's where they've come up to me, is Mexican restaurants.
Yep.
We're like, hey, do you have any hot sauce? And they'll usually say, yes, do you want Tabasco or Cholula or our house sauce? I assume that everyone that's listening to this podcast gets the house sauce, but I wanted your thoughts on that. Would you get the house sauce no matter how hot they said it was?
Absolutely not.
So if they said, what would it, so if I said, so ask me for the hot sauce.
Hey,
like I'm the waiter.
What kind of hot sauce do you have? Like, I want something. I am a little piss baby, and I want you to piss in my face.
Well, you wouldn't ask. First of all, this is a great opportunity.
So you're not good at improv is what I'm hearing from you right now.
Exactly. Well, that's exactly right.
You're supposed to yes and. I gave you a great opportunity to piss in my face, and you chose not to do it.
I have a 10 out of 10 Mexican accent, and here it is.
I forgot to mention. Hello, senor, a Mexican person I'm seeing, and it's actually racist if you don't do a Mexican accent.
So if somebody said it's a li- if you asked and you said what's that homemade, is it hot, and they said it's pretty hot, would you not get it?
They are telling me what to do. They can see my fucking vanilla face. If somebody's warning me it's hot, I'm not getting it. Especially if they're, what was the, you said, I don't really like Tabasco that much.
No, Tabasco's garbage.
Yeah, you said something else.
Like Cholula.
Cholula's great. I like that. What is it? Valentina. I always, Valentina. It's a little smokier. If that's offered, I always want that. But if they don't push me away from the house sauce, I will get it. But if they give me anything like, it's pretty hot, I'm not getting it. Cause I know that they're saying, I can fucking see what you look like, bro.
What's don't your tolerance it. Level on 1 to 10?
I mean, if I got the hot one, and I didn't want it, but the good news would be, I would definitely put like, if I get a hot sauce and I don't know what it is, I'll just put a little bit on my plate and I'll taste it. And like, honestly, a little bit of a really hot sauce, I can spread it around and that can be pretty good. But my tolerance is not especially high. I'm not especially good at eating really hot foods.
I think there's a thing where like people just try to get the hottest and hottest. And it's like, it's not how much can you, what's the hottest thing you could, and like not die or like have a complete meltdown, but like your tolerance level of like still enjoying the meal.
Or even tasting anything but the hot sauce.
Right.
If I went to the hot sauce restaurant, then sure, give me the hottest sauce and I'll drink it and cry and throw up and we can do whatever. But like, I came here to get like eggs and potatoes and veggie sausage and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I mostly want to taste. And I want like the Crystal. Well, like spice up my eggs and I'll have a better time and put on the potatoes and I'll have a better time. I don't want it to overwhelm anything at all.
Yeah. Can I ask you one more hot sauce related question?
Yeah. But after we do, we're going to go back to the restaurant scene and you're going to do your accent.
Deal. If Bill Kalish had to put hot sauce on something, what would that food be?
Chicken wang.
Chicken wang. Hey, Bill.
What's up, Bill? That was a good sauce to bring to the table. Good work by you.
I appreciate that.
I
love compliments, as you know.
Well, here's a chance to get another compliment. Are you on...
Four inches, but it's thick.
Let me write that down real quick. Are you on TikTok?
I'm not on TikTok.
Why not?
I don't have anything to contribute.
I'm not... You think I'm saying you pose? You think you should be doing dances? You doing the worm on TikTok every day?
I'm not on TikTok. I guess I don't really have a good reason. It's just things I've seen on there I don't like.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad stuff on there.
There's a lot of bad stuff. So like, and I'm not like, there's a lot of bad stuff on every single platform. So yep. I don't really have a leg to stand on here, but I just haven't taken the affirmative step to download it.
Well, the good news is hopefully it will be banned soon, or a rich American person will steal our information instead, and that will be much better. But until then, I don't know. This is a weekly segment, but I think I might start talking about some TikToks I like. And I got some very crowd pleasing, easy to get on board with TikToks.
Okay.
I don't mean TikTok, like a specific post
account,
but like an account.
Okay.
And you know who crushes it on TikTok? I'm not pretending this is the individual. I know that it's
Alan Alda.
Yes, Alan Alda. Do you want to do your Alan Alda impression? It's basically the same as Bill Hader. So you can
That's the only one I could think of. You know what? That's great.
A+.
Yeah.
Maury has a TikTok.
Maury Povich?
Yeah.
Or Maury Wills.
Maury Wills. It's just him stealing home over and over again. No, unfortunately, it's Maury Povich. And it's just... It's diabolically addictive, and it's perfectly formatted. He, again, obviously Maury is not like on his phone posting clips from his show that isn't even fucking on the air anymore. But it's just every video is a couplet where the first video is the setup and the second video is the test results. And so the first video will be a minute long. And let you get the vibe.
So it's like, yeah, it's like you've been sleeping around. There's no way that it's my baby.
Yes. Yes. Oh, okay. A minute of that. And then you got to go to the next video. And the next video is we get the test results and we see the reaction. I mean, it is art in the highest sense. It is so clean. There's little music pops. They often add in Maury scolding the people at the end as though he has any fucking leg to stand on. This is your whole job, is hanging out with these people. Why do you think you're so great? But it's so well executed, and it's so fun, and it's so addicting, and I love it. But it has made me learn some stuff about Maury Povich that I think, I don't know how you're going to react to this.
Married to Connie Chung, right?
Married to Connie Chung.
Yeah.
I think that Maury might not have been good for society.
I'd love to hear why you think that, because...
It's not why you think. What does Maury do on the show? What is the number one thing Maury is most famous for doing?
The paternity test.
Paternity test. They get the DNA results, and they're like, you are the father, or you're not the father, or let me tell you, there's a lot of people who come on there who are like, it's like a supposed grandma, and she's like, my son who got murdered is not the father. There are so fucking many of those, and those are rough because even
I've never seen any of those. Holy shit!
Yeah, it's real. And after they get the results, the woman, the grandma, still does not like the mother.
Sure.
Yeah, she's like, I still think you fucking killed my son, or you were involved. You tipped him off. I was talking to the prosecutor, and he knows you did it, but he doesn't have the evidence. It's insane. You gotta watch this shit. But that's one. DNA test. What's the number two thing Maury is famous for? This is a tougher one. I'll just give it to you. Lie detector tests.
Oh, which are not.
And
yeah.
They'll be like, I think, and often it's like somebody's mom says, I saw your boyfriend running around with so-and-so at the try and save. And so they go on the show to find out if the boyfriend is cheating. And then it'll be like, you took a polygraph and it turns out you are cheating. What an outrageous thing to pretend these two tests are the same. The most reliable test there is, and the least reliable test
there is.
The one
that's been consistently proven to be terrible. Yeah,
we know that DNA test results, as long as we're not, like, obviously sometimes it's fucking dirty cops and they're faking shit. But if we're doing real DNA tests, that is fucking always right. And if we're doing polygraph tests, I the same as flipping a coin? Maybe better?
I wonder... I wonder what the priority, like the contract said, the vendor contract with like the DNA testing lab, where it's like, hey, we've got this big case, and like we've got to find out if this guy was a murderer. Like, I'm all backed up in Maury Povich paternity test shit. I don't have time for that district attorney.
It's sweeps week. Maury sent us 50 samples last night and said he needs them all by Thursday.
Maury pays us $1 million a year. The county is way back.
Cook County hasn't paid us in 3 weeks. You guys are overdue.
They haven't passed a budget in 2 years. You think they're going to cut us a check tomorrow? We got to go where the money is, idiot.
Maybe Maury was like effectively subsidizing all these others. Like,
could have been.
You know, we wouldn't get to even run these tests if not for you.
So, having said just that, do you want to backtrack on your maybe Maury was bad for society?
It could be a net positive. And I guess it's okay because I'm not exactly seeing a lot of people out there saying, like, we need to use polygraph tests to convict people, which is good. But, like, it's very awkward watching. Like, when you go through the feed, it's like two of one, one of the other, one of the other, two of the other. It's like, these are not the same tests.
Does he have like an absurd amount of followers? I assume he does.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people. The top videos have a ton of things. Also very fun. I guess it's just indicative of how even Maury knows these tests are different. Like, I watched a lot of these videos. Nobody ever comes out and says, I did the DNA test and it's right. But at the end of the polygraph ones, very frequently, like, some guy will be like, and baby, I never cheated on you. And, like, they've got, like, seven questions they're going to reveal the results on. And he fails the first three. And he's like, that's good for me. And he, like, runs away to go to the parking lot and get in his car and drive away. They will bring out the guy who administered the test. And he'll be like, this was the guiltiest guy I ever saw. He failed every question. There were more questions we did, and he failed them too. And it's like, you don't fucking know anything, bro.
He's got the confidence of like somebody that steps out of the bus on that MTV show Next.
100%.
I know I'm a catch.
And then he should be next to it, but Maury's like, let's get married, because he thinks he's great. I think that it is time for our final segment. Paul, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Johnny, I'd like to plug a delicious drinkable multivitamin called Athletic Greens One. You can use my promo code Just Salsa.
Athletic Greens Just Salsa, and this is from the Lee Minch podcast.
It is promo code to get 15% off your first order.
I was excited for a second there because I thought that you were sincerely plugging Athletic Greens. And I was like, boy, I've never heard of Athletic Greens outside of people on podcasts telling me to drink Athletic Greens because it will make me fucking rip
this out. John, do you often wake up in the morning still wishing you were still on your bed?
I was just going to say wishing I was dead. So I'm going to, since I didn't get that question, I'll answer no.
It can give you energy. Cure depression. Fight off tuberculosis.
Make you athletic. Make you green.
It would get rid of Osgood Slaughters. Get rid of osteoporosis. Get rid of bird bones.
What if I got those thick bones?
It can't do anything for thick bones, and that's right on the label.
It's actually my fault for asking that because it's on the label.
It's right on the label. It's in 30-point font.
Like, the real name of this is Athletic Greens, not for thick bones.
Not for thick bones.
And then there's a picture of me. Why am I on here? I don't endorse this product. No, so I think that's great. I want to drink Athletic. You drink it, right?
You drink it. It's $79 a month for just your regular canister. $89 per month if you want 30 individualized packets.
Okay.
And which then, are more on the run. You can throw it in your duffel at the gym, John.
Is this like a meal replacement? I'm not that clear on what
John,
this really
it's
is.
Not a meal replacement, okay? It's going to, if you've got a nutrition deficit, this is going to help bridge that gap, okay? It's got a slightly sweet flavor, which is enhanced by natural pineapple extract and a little bit of lemon, okay?
Now, those things aren't green. Should I be concerned about that?
What's that?
Those things aren't green. Should I be concerned about that?
John, it's a natural food dye.
Is there a reason you didn't want to call this athletic yellows when you were signing up for your trademark there?
All I'm saying, give it a try. If you don't like it, money back guarantee, write Lee, and Lee will personally wire you your money plus a $20 inconvenience fee.
That sounds really good. I think that it's showing my lack of knowledge of athletic greens, because every time I hear someone say athletic greens, I am instantly reaching for my phone and pushing the next 30 seconds button. So I'm not used to hearing anything other than this week's episode is sponsored by Athletic Greens. Like, shit, no. And I'm just trying to make it go away. So now I'm actually learning about it.
And you know what you might want to do after drinking up a cup of your Athletic Greens?
Take a huge dump and be sad.
Throw on your Bombas socks.
Bombas socks, hell yeah. Everybody loves it.
Every pair you buy is a pair to a shelter that needs it. Bombas socks. 3 million socks donated.
I was going to say $3 million per pair of socks. It's exactly the same as a house in a lousy neighborhood in Los Angeles. Paul, I've had such a wonderful time on the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me.
Johnny, what a wonderful time this evening. Appreciate you having me.
This has been fun, but I'm throwing this out there. I would say it's not enough. Should we hang out in less than a month?
You know what? I think we should. Let's do it.
I love it. We're going to do it. Anybody else wants to join, we'll do it like towards the end of April. We'll check in on that. But in the meantime, I've had a great time. You're the best. Best wishes in the intervening days.